adding a user to your Zoom account. You can add multiple users to your Zoom account, and that has advantages in terms of instant messaging and contact management, as we'll see shortly. One of the other advantages is that you can share a Zoom Pro license. Bonnie and I both want to host web meetings, but we don't want to host different web meetings at the same time. If we're both involved in a Zoom web meeting, it's the same one. So one license is fine for us. We're not too keen on sharing a login because that means that you also share preferences, and preferences vary from person to person. Zoom has thought of this scenario, and it's possible to transfer your one license between users on your account. It's a great cost-saving feature for a small business, or even if you're a podcaster and you want to have different meeting hosts at different times. Let's take a look at how we set this up. I'm going to go to Internet Explorer once again.
Search box edit. Internet Explorer.
And I'm going to go to the Zoom website.
Open m.us edit
www.zoom.us. Zoom.us has come up, and I'm going to press my JAWS key with F7 to bring up the list of links.
Links list dialog.
I'll go to the My Account tab.
My Account 10 of 86.
And press Enter.
My Account link. My Account visited link. List. 1 region. 5 headings and 95 links.
I'll once again bring the JAWS list of links into view with the JAWS key with F7.
Links list dialog.
And I'm going to press the letter U.
User management. Users.
That's the one I want. It's called Users, so I'll press Enter.
Users link. Document link. 1 region. 5 headings and 98 links.
The first thing you have to do to make this feature work is add a user. And there are two scenarios here. One is that you are adding a user who is not on Zoom yet. And the other is that you are inviting a user who is already on Zoom to be a part of your account. The process is broadly the same. If you add somebody who's already on Zoom, then the Zoom user will get an invitation saying that you've invited them to your account. Do they want to accept? And they can accept or just ignore the email. And the request eventually times out. If they are not a user of Zoom yet, then they will be invited to create an account. At that point, they are added to your account. I've already added Bonnie to my account, and we have a table here on the screen. I'm going to press T to navigate to it.
12 columns and 3 rows.
I'm just going to turn on table mode so I don't have to hold all the keys down. I'll press the JAWS key with space and the letter T.
Table.
Let's go to the top of the table.
Checkbox not checked. Select all. Column 1. Row 1. Link email slash name ID. Link first name. Link last name. Role. Column 5.
So we've got the headers here with a select all checkbox at the top. I'll press the home key.
Beginning of row.
And
checkbox not.
Down arrow now, and we'll get to the first row.
Checkbox not checked. Select. Row 2. Email slash name ID. Link Jonathan at Mosen.org. Facebook work email.
So that's me.
First name. Jonathan. Last name. Mosen. Role. Owner. Column 5.
And I'm the owner of this account.
Type. Pro. Column 6.
And currently my type of account is set to Pro. That's important because we can make changes to that a little bit later.
Department, blank, column 7, group, blank, com group, blank, client version, June 14th, 6:50 p.m. 4-0-35295-0605 win, creation date, February 6th, 2015, column 11.
Yes, it's hard to believe I've been on Zoom now for 2.5 years, since back in early 2015, and it's wonderful to see the growth of the service in terms of functionality and accessibility.
Action. Link edit. Column 12.
That's the end of this row, so I'll go to the beginning of the row.
Beginning of row.
And now I'll down arrow, and we'll get to Bonnie's account.
Checkbox not checked. Select. Row. Email slash name. First name. Bonnie. Last name. Mosen. Role. Member. Column 5. Type. Basic. Column 6.
And she is on a basic account right now. There are accounts where you can get a whole bunch of pro licenses and apportion them among your team. That is a lot more expensive than the basic pro account, and it may not be necessary if you've got the same kind of scenario that we have, where we're unlikely to be hosting concurrent meetings.
Department, blank, group, blank, group, blank, client version, June 15th, 3.
And there we go. I'm going to press the escape key to exit this table. And now we're back into the regular web view. I'm going to press the JAWS key with F7.
Links list dialog.
And type ED.
Edit.
There's an edit link. I know that that will be for me because I was the first on this table. So I'm going to press Enter.
Edit link.
And now I'm editing my settings, and there should be a radio button that comes up.
Basic radio button not checked. Pro radio button checked.
I've got Pro selected at the moment. Let's say that Bonnie is about to host a meeting. Bonnie does a really cool thing called a job club, which allows job seekers to get together and a lot of people with career experience to talk about tips and tricks in the job market. So let's say it's time for one of those meetings and I want her to have the Pro license, not me. So I will use my radio button command.
Basic radio button not checked.
Shift with A to focus on the basic radio button and I'll press the space bar.
Xenich user emails, jonathan@mosin.org user type, basic pro corp learn, radio button checked basic.
I'm now on basic and I can save the change by pressing B to navigate to the save button.
Save button.
And I'll press the space bar. Let's now take a look at that table once again. I'll press the letter T.
12 columns and 3 rows.
And I am just going to use Control Alt down arrow this time.
Checkbox not checked. Email slash name, first name, Jonathan. Last role, owner type, basic, column 6.
And I'm set to basic now. I'll press Control Alt down arrow.
Basic, row 3.
Bonnie is also set to basic. What that means is that our Pro license for our single Pro account is available. So I'm going to edit Bonnie's account now.
Edit link. More button. Edit link.
And press enter. I'll navigate to the radio button.
Basic radio button checked. Pro radio button not checked.
I'll press the space bar.
Xenich user emails. Bonnie and Mo.
And now I'm going to press B.
Save button. Join a meeting link. Join a meeting link.
And we're back on the previous screen. Let's navigate to that table again by pressing T.
12 columns and 3 rows.
We'll go down to Bonnie's account.
Checkbox not checked. Bottom of column. Emails. First name. Bonnie. Last role. Member. Type. Pro. Column 6.
Now we have transferred our Pro license to Bonnie. That means that she has the ability to do all of the Pro things like hold meetings of up to 100 participants and unlimited length and all of the other features. Right now, though, I've still got some things I'd like to show you, so I'm going to stop the recording, reverse the process so that I get the Pro license back, and then we'll continue.